As a creative young girl growing up in a big family mostly in the East Rand of Johannesburg, with my father, a financial consultant, and a mother that was a house executive, I had always believed that I would one day start my own business. But never in my wildest imagination did I think it would be in food, nor did I think my business would be from a recipe that had been in my family for decades. What my grandmother, an aunt to my father, thought of as a simple meal to feed her family in KwaZulu-Natal, gave my father an idea to do the very same thing for his family. From the garden to the kitchen, and in minutes, we would have a wholesome meal at the table, sharing a meal together. This became our slogan at Makamisa Foods, as it was resonance of the warm, fuzzy feeling of home we felt from our younger days. Where sharing a meal together with this product at the center of the table was a reminder of the love and best days of my colorful childhood. Years later, I made the best choice in a life partner who became my business partner. Our ambitions and love for food were aligned. They always say that when a girl shares a special bond with her father, chances of her finding a man with similar attributes is great. When I introduced my boyfriend, then, now husband, to my father, the similarities were evident from the first encounter. They had both worked at the bank as financial consultants. They knew the same people, won the same awards, loved and once played soccer, loved music, and both worked their magic in the kitchen. By this time, my father was staying in Diepkloof, but the family traditions and meals had never changed. For the first time, my husband, Terence Liduma, Han, experienced the same taste I had grown up with and had been telling him about every time we would go to any restaurant. Han was impressed by the taste. So much so that he asked my father if he could show him how he made the relish and if it would be possible for him to use his entrepreneurial expertise to commercialize it. My father gave his blessings. From the Saturday that followed, we spent our weekends at home, bought measuring tools and utensils to formulate a recipe. Once this was concluded, we went out to the market to test which recipe was acceptable to the market. This was concluded in a few weeks. Then we started to check if we had a business case. This is where my honors degree in business management came in handy, coupled with Han's financial background and qualifications. This was a nice product, but it was expensive to produce. We decided to halt production until one day when we went to Callisto's restaurant for dinner. We notified the owner that we had a better product than his table peri peri. He agreed to taste it, and that was the start of our business relationship back in 2015. Han and I started our bootstrapping mission, building our client base. We expanded our range to sauces, using the relish as our base and selling our products at expos, food shows, and family markets, where we landed a couple of interviews, one being on Radio 702. Han was the guest on the radio station where he introduced the brand, and since we were concurrently exhibiting at HostX, the platform was excellent to inform the listeners about us having a stand there. This is where we were discovered by the likes of famous brands and other blue chip companies that we later worked with. We registered the business in 2016 February and named it Makamisa Foods. This business was later to give 32 plus people a purpose and livelihood. We continue to create a great, formidable story and create more employment to those from disenfranchised backgrounds. We service our clients, giving them the best quality products at affordable prices. This story that started in the kitchen continues to give birth to new opportunities, and our product development journey continues to grow from strength to strength.